Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1148, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of the Halachos of Shinei Malkim, and we're trying to mention, like we've said, the Shir in writing also. We're trying to go in a corresponding, down a parallel line a little bit. So that's really Shir number 300 in the writing. Now, as far as the Shinei Malkim goes, I just want to go through a couple of examples, actually one example that we have an understanding as we go down the line. It's always important to see a real life understanding and how it works, a real life case, as they say, and how it works. Example. So if somebody's drinking a coffee, right, let's talk about the famous quote unquote coffee. Everybody's, myself included, you know, we drink the coffee, but sometimes you have to run out in the middle. Sometimes a person wants to run out. They have to do something, whatever. How does that work exactly? In conjunction with the halachas that we've been learning. Now, I want to make it clear. We're not talking about holchei drachim, which we're going to see. Holchei drachim is they're separate halachas in reference to traveling and how that works. This is a simple case. I sit down to drink my coffee. Right? Person's at home, let's say, and they take the coffee and they have a mind to continue drinking their coffee where they are. Now, when they made, and they're drinking and that's all. When they made the bracha, they made the original shahakol, they had in mind to drink another coffee, let's say, at their friend's house. They're gonna go in 20 minutes to their friend. Now they're drinking this coffee, they're drinking it at home. That's it. 20 minutes, they'll finish, they're gonna go to their friend and, they have the coffee waiting by their friend's house, a different coffee, whatever the case is. So they make the shahakal on the coffee in the house, and now, with the kavana, with the intent that they will drink another coffee at their friend's house down the block or whatever. So the question is, will that help? So the answer is absolutely not. The answer is because of the fact that the kavana intent, when it comes to shinoi makayim, and again, not holchei drachim. A person sits down, and I'm sitting where I'm at. I don't have any intention of leaving. I just have kavana to, you know, for something else, which will be in another place afterwards, or whatever the case is, like a coffee at my friend's house down the block. So the kavana, the intent, in that situation would not help. And they would talk and need a new bracha when they get to their friend's house, and they start drinking the coffee over there. Even though you had in mind in the original shahakol in the coffee you were drinking. And even more than that, that if one were to take the same coffee, right? You drink the coffee, it's a big cup of coffee, it's 20 minutes in your house drinking. In the middle of the coffee, you say, you know what? I'm gonna take the same coffee. Or you even have in mind, let's make it even better. Even have in mind, I'm gonna take the same coffee right in the middle. Now I wanna stay at home and I'm home and that's it. And whatever, again, 20 minutes later, you're in the middle of the coffee, I'll take that same coffee, a big coffee, and I'm gonna go to my friend's house and finish drinking the coffee over there, right? I'll cover it up, go outside, two blocks down, whatever, I go to my friend's house, and now I'll drink it over there. So when I made the original shahakal in my house on that big cup of coffee, I had in mind that I'll drink half of it here, and then half of it I'm going to go to my friend and sit and schmooze with him and drink the other half over there. Again, that would not help. Even though it's the same cup of coffee, you would need a new shahakal in the second house because it's a real case of shinoi makayim and the intent of kavana to, for that shahakal to go on the same cup of coffee, finishing it in a totally different area would not help. Now, all this is assuming that you drank the coffee, then you stopped, and then you went to your friend's house, and okay, by your friend's house, you'll continue. So then you would need a new bracha in your friend's house. Now, but what about sometimes it comes up, all this person, let's say, goes outside. I'm walking to my friend's house three blocks away. And in the middle, I decide I'm going to take, I walk outside, right, and I'm going down the block, two blocks away, whatever. In the middle, I decide, you know what, I want to take a sip also as I'm walking. So again, there's no question of holchei, we're not dealing with holchei drachim over here, traveling. We're dealing with just simple. I was sitting in my house, now I go outside and I'm walking to my friend outside. I would need a new bracha again, a separate bracha outside. So you would have to make a shahakol outside. And not just that, that's probably something that one should not do because of the fact that when you get to your friend's house, you're dealing with the question of having to make another bracha again. So that could actually be, now that I think of it, now that could actually be three shahakals. In other words, in my house, I'm drinking, I'm sitting, bekvias, and that's it, I'm drinking, make my shahakal. Fine, now I go outside, and I'm walking three, four blocks to my friend. So as I'm walking in the middle, I say, okay, I want to take some more, I want to have a, you know, drink some of the coffee as I'm going. I'm in the mood for the coffee, so you would have to make a shahakal outside. But one second, now when you get to your friend's house, right, and then whatever, then you stop, you get to your friend's house afterwards. Now when you get into your friend's house, you're going to need another bracha because it's a totally new location. And again, we're dealing with the case of time. You come to your friend, you're staying there. That's it. You're going to drink the coffee over there. So even on that same cup of coffee, you might need three different shahakals in your house, outside, and by your friend. Again, assuming that the case was whereby you're sitting, we're not dealing with holchei drachim, not dealing with traveling, whatever. So that's the only thing. There is, we'll talk about as we go down the road, there is a Ramesha does have an achuva. If somebody drinks, Techdeg Dibur in a very short amount of time, which is a very short amount of time, you're dealing with constantly sipping like every second and a half. The amount of time it takes a person to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, maybe that would possibly help. Rav Moshe wants to say, if that's done, possibly you would not need the bracha, but you would have to continuously sipping like every second and a half roughly, which is what we call Techdeg Dibur, the amount of time it takes a person to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe without stopping. That's a very hard thing to do. Very hard thing to do. It would have to be done all the way through. Usually that's not the case. But what is the case? The case is you made a bracha in your house, a shahakal on the coffee. That's it. You close it up. You went outside. As you're outside, if you decide to drink, you would have to make the bracha outside. Now you get to your friend's house. Once you're in your friend's house, new location, and you're sitting there, right, you're going to stay there for a while, so l'chayr, you would need a third shahakal. So it's a very interesting case that one has to be careful with these halachas, how we see how it's hard. The person could just slip up very easily. Here's a case of possibly three shahakals. Preferably, again, like we said, preferably it's best not to drink outside, especially in this case, drink at home. You make the shahakal, close up the coffee. You want to take the coffee, fine, beautiful. When you get to your friend's house, make another shahakal. Otherwise, you'd need, you're dealing with questions of three different shahakals, and that could be running into a problem, and depending on what went and where, how it was done. So one has to be very careful in these instances. Now, like we said, there is a concept of holchei drachim. If somebody takes the coffee, goes into the car, and they're leaving the house, and they're driving, whatever, or they're walking, and they're going, so then there is such a concept, which we will talk about. I don't want to mix it up. Some of us are probably thinking, what do you mean? If I'm traveling, this, that, okay, well, that's a separate issue. Right now we're dealing with a kaviyistic type of a thing. Now, the only time that kavana would help, just to end off, just when we're on the subject of kavana, is that when one washes, which we've spoken about in the past, I don't want to mix up the halachas, but if somebody washes for bread and they want to finish the meal somewhere else, let's say b'shalosh seudos, they're going to a shevet brachos, they're going to a bar mitzvah, whatever, but they want to wash at home and eat at home, so you have to make sure you eat a kazayis in the house. When you make the hamotzi, have in mind you want to finish the meal in the other place, wherever it is that you're going, and you're going to bench over there, that's fine. So then, l'chatchila, one should have kavana, have intent, when they make the hamotzi, that they'll be finishing the meal in the other place, and they should make sure in the other place to eat at least a little piece of bread, matzah challah. Cake and cookies won't help. It has to be bread, matzah challah, and even less than a kazayas would also be fine. But the main thing, what I'm trying to get at, is that as far as kavana, that case it would help, and that would actually be l'chatchila, that would be the right thing to do if somebody is doing it that way. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha, kol tov.